Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Combination Defense Podcast. Here's our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Combination Defense Podcast,
Episode 2.
You always say I've had a radio, but I don't know. I think I definitely have that deep voice, and I was at a visitation last weekend, and hadn't seen some people for 25, 30 years, probably, and they could hear, they all turned, and they all recognized my voice. It was pretty funny. Anyway, because I have that pretty deep radio Statler brother. But anyway, so last week I talked about combination defense. So let me just summarize what we talked about last week. We talked about the combination defense. We talked about it being referred to as a junk defense. We talked about three kind of reasons why the combination defense. It's a good way of stopping runs. It's hard to recognize, and people don't practice against it. I 100% agree with all of those. I'm going to expand on the reasoning and why you need the combination defense and why it's good and what's helpful about it. Literally, I think 10 years ago, if I'd put this out, people would have gone, what are you talking about? But I think nowadays with the NBA, a lot of NBA teams running, you see it in the collegiate level, you see it at the highest high school level for sure. I don't think the sale is quite as hard as it is as good. So again, remember, combination defense is a mixture of that man and zone. So why do you play it? Well, you're already playing man to man. So the implementation of a combination defense is not hard. you have maybe, let's go back to that triangle and two. You have two guys chasing, three guys playing the zone. So you really, the two guys chasing or denying, you don't have to put a lot of work into those two. You don't have to spend the time on the help side and the footwork and all those kind of things. You do have to, obviously, depending on the type of triangle and two you're running, have to spend some time on that. But you don't have to do it on the other side. And that, I think that's very helpful. It's a great change of pace. Maybe your team's going really fast. You need to slow the other team down, or maybe they're going slow and you want to speed them up and you want to double the ball and double out of your combo defense. It will keep the offense off balance because they're going to have to adjust. They're going to have to think, like I said last week, they're going to have to think, do they want to play man? Do they want to play zone offense? Do they want to screen? Do they not want to screen? What do we do if our two best scorers can't score? And all of a sudden our third, fourth, and fifth best players has to shoot the ball. What am I going to do? So I think those are things that you have to think about. We have used it when we can't keep people in front of us. We can't cover the dribble drive or penetration. All of a sudden you have three. There are lots of different combination defenses I will talk about over the next couple of weeks. I'm just grabbing triangle and two, But let's take the triangle two, for example. You have three guys in the paint, basically, protecting. So if you can't cover dribble penetration, you can't dribble cover the dribble drive, but you got two guys that can shoot threes or they can really attack. So you got three playing zone, two playing man, it can kind of help. You can help in the driver. He'll pass it out to the perimeter for an open three-point shooter, maybe, but maybe it will be one of the guys. And it can keep guys off the glass. You have people closer to the rim. You have rebounders. And sometimes, and I'm going to tell you this from someone that's coached 700 high school basketball games, wherever I've coached a lot, switching from man to zone or zone to man, just straight up, doesn't sometimes slow the momentum, doesn't do what you need it to do. So I'm just going to be honest, it just doesn't do it. The good thing is, let's say you're playing a triangle and two, is somebody, so the two guys that are your chasers or chasing them, they shouldn't score, right? And they can, but then they will, maybe, possibly, but they shouldn't score very much. So that leaves number three, number four, number five for the other team having to shoot the ball. That can be hard. You know, you're playing for the conference championship, you're playing to go to the state tournament, all of a sudden you're the fourth best player has an open shot. Unless they're a hooper, sometimes that can cause problems. It can also frustrate. This is one thing I love. It can frustrate the studs on the other team. They can frustrate their best players. They won't get as many easy looks. They won't get the lane to the rim. They won't get the things that they have gotten. You know, they're being covered. You know, what is it from the Hoosiers, Jimmy Chickowich or whatever? It's like he's going to know what kind of gummy the Chasers are going to know what kind of gummies he's doing. So I just think those are that you don't underestimate the frustrating of the other star player. Don't underestimate the ability to implement this quickly. Don't underestimate the ability to change pace with a combination and junk defense. So what I'm planning on next week is I'm planning on talking some things you need to consider when you're talking about the combination defense. Then the following weeks we'll dive in. We'll start talking about the different nuances and all that. But if you're thinking of a combination defense, you're thinking anything like that, down below, we'll kind of walk you through. We have a course. This is the second week in November. You probably have 4 or 5 days. Otherwise, the price is probably already increased. sorry if you're listening to this in 3 years from now. But it's a great deal before Thanksgiving, and the prices are going to be going up. So next week, we'll talk about some considerations, and have a great week, everybody. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.